Skit lived out the rest of his life and is buried. And that's where he, I mean, maybe he was even trained there. But anyway, that being said, it's 5:30 and this is WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. Time of Useful Consciousness airs every Thursday at 5 p.m. on WEFT Community Radio, followed by See You at the Show coming up next. But stay tuned with us after that for some of my favorite people around here, Surfer Belly Freak Out at 6 o'clock, followed by 500 Miles from Memphis at 7 p.m., Roots Rock and Reggae at 8 p.m., and Get in Your Jammies at 10 p.m. And be sure to tune in to my show, The Alter Ego, Tuesday mornings, 6:30 to 9 a.m., as well as some of our other shows, such as Todd's Time Capsule, Wednesday evenings, 10 to midnight. Thank you once again for tuning in to WEFT. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening. Be safe out there. And now it is time for See You at the Show. Sorry, little technical difficulty. Just give me a moment here. Thank you.
Welcome to See You at the Show. This is Eric Schacht, and I'm here with Linda Evans. And we are now in the third week of February. And we're reaching the kind of the anniversary mark of when we kind of shut down from live shows.
Since everything shut down.
Yeah, we haven't been in the studio in now like 11 months. And just looking back at last week, when we aired an anniversary episode, it was of February Frenzy, I think I was calling it, because there were five shows going on at once. We were going to the high schools. We had Machinal going, we had I Hamlet
so
going.
Much, yeah.
We had Bus Stop going with Twin City Theater, and I think Central and Urbana both had shows going on.
Right.
So you can see five shows in a week, and now we haven't seen five shows in a year. That's pretty rough.
Not live shows.
We've Not seen, live shows.
Right. We've seen Zoom shows.
We've seen Zoom shows, and there's a lot. And there's a lot of things that are now coming up. 2021, it's like a new chance for theater to wake back up and. Still maybe not doing it live and in person, but more creative ways are coming up. And we're happy to talk about tonight something that was spearheaded by the Station Theater and actually bringing, giving performers a chance to perform. And we're going to be giving viewers a chance to see some of their favorite people.
So we have June Eubanks here today to talk to us about Together Apart, which is aptly named. Hi, June.
Hey, June. Hello. Welcome back to See You at the Show.
Hi. So nice to see you again.
It's great to see you, too.
So do you want to kind of talk about how this came about, what your vision is? It's a variety show type of style.
It is. It is. So this came about because I recently became a board member at the Station Theater. And along with myself, two other board members, Mary Welly and Misty Martin, we were, you know, kind of thinking of things that we could do because last December, the Station Theater did hashtag enough plays to end gun violence. And that went incredibly well. And we wanted to kind of keep this forward motion going, not only of theater online, but the inclusivity that we were able to achieve with Enough back in December. It was really important to me to keep that going, and I know it was to Misty and Mary too, and the whole board, actually. So I'd been thinking about something we could do maybe in February that might be like a romantic thing to do with Valentine's Day. And I thought, No one's in the mood for that. You know, we've all been apart for such a long time. And I started thinking about how we're going to, yeah, hit the 1 year anniversary of sheltering in place here in the state of Illinois, and how long it's been. I was lucky enough to have Mashinal open and close before all of the doors were shuttered at all of the theaters. So when I started thinking about it, I thought, boy, I'd like to bring back some of those new actors, those new faces, and we can incorporate some of the veteran performers from the Station Theater too.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, I've never organized a variety show before, but we could put all of these people together, singing songs, reading poems, doing monologues, doing duet scenes, whatever, you know, whatever makes them happy. And it's been great because, yeah, for me, the arts are the best way to promote empathy. And I think our community, our world at large, needs a lot of empathy. We need to be together. We need to connect. And the inclusion of BIPOC artists is extremely important to me. Knowing that the Station Theater kind of rededicated themselves last summer to being truly inclusive and truly diverse, that's not going to work unless we work at it with every single production that
right.
comes out of the Station Theater.
Right.
So I've been fortunate enough to gather a wonderful group of talented people, some new faces, some familiar faces, every type of background, race, culture. It's going to be an incredible two nights.
So it's two nights, Saturday, March 6th, and Sunday, March 7th from 7:30.
Yes.
Is it about an hour long each time or a little bit longer?
Two nights of just probably somewhere between an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes.
Okay, great. And how many different people do you have involved?
We have over 33 different people, different artists who you will hear and see on Zoom. So most of it will be a live performance because that's what we miss so much, right?
Right.
This mm-hmm. live connection. A couple of the acts will be pre-recorded simply because the artists have to work on those evenings and can't be with us.
Right.
People you'll recognize, Kimmy Schofield, Tommy Howie, Jace Jameson, and a person you may not recognize, Kalila Lane. So those are some of our pre-recorded acts, but the rest of it, I would say about 90-95% of it is going to be live.
Nice. And so the two nights will be different performers each night?
By and large, yes. Again, I would say about 90% different each night.
Mm-hmm.
I'll introduce you soon to Alex Curry, but she'll be reading a poem written by Amanda Gorman called The Miracle of Morning, and that will be both nights. And then the poet laureate of the city of Urbana, her name is Ashanti Files. She has written an original piece entitled COVID, and she will perform that on both nights. And Jake Fava, who will be acting as our MC for the evening, is a wonderful performer and musician himself. He has come up with an original song that he'll be singing on both evenings as well.
Wow, I hadn't heard about that yet. That's exciting.
Oh my goodness, there's so much original work and it's hilarious. We just rehearsed these past two nights, so it's all very fresh in my head. It's like most things that I'm, you know, when you get to work with so many talented people, it ends up being so much better than you even imagined it would be.
Right. So how can people watch this? Do they go to Facebook?
Yes. So you may go to Facebook and go to the Celebration Company at the Station Theater, and you will find the event there. Click going, and then you'll get the invite for the live feed when it starts at 7:30 p.m. on March 6th and March 7th.
So if they do not go and click going, they won't be able to get in to the live feed, or?
I don't know about that. I think, I think as long as they want to go and log on at that moment, that's fine.
Okay.
But it's nice if you click going now, like if you get on there and click now, then Facebook will remind you when it comes up.
Right.
And they'll say, you know, hey, this live event you're going to is happening.
So they can go to the website, and as people are watching, they can share it so other people can come on and watch it live too.
Right.
So we'll encourage people to share.
Yes. And that's what we're hoping for too, because you really should be there both nights. There's so many great acts that are happening on each night.
Right. So if you don't, if you're busy or working March 6th and 7th, is there a way for them to watch after the event?
There is. So when you do a Facebook Live feed, it will record the show and keep it on there for a while until the powers that be at the Station Theater decide to take it down. But I think we're going to leave that up for a while, to give people a chance to celebrate and enjoy some live theater.
Right. Or rewatch it or,
Right. Yeah. I mean, if you can participate when it's going on, then you can write in the chat and respond to the artists as it's happening, which is a lovely way to interact. You know, that's what we miss from live theater, right? There's this immediate response that artists get when they're singing and when they make you laugh or make you cry. So, you can just jump on the chat and let them know.
Right.
How you're feeling about the performance.
Great.
Why don't you introduce us to who we have here joining us now on See You at the Show to talk about Together Apart, which is coming up next week.
March 6th and March 7th.
March 7th. That's our little transition into segment two.
So I'll start with the first performer you'll see when you log in, and that will be Alex Curry. She is a student at Central High School in Champaign.
Oh, yeah. I am a sophomore at Central High School. I've done a couple shows in the past in middle school. I've done Fame Junior, Once on This Island Junior, and Willy Wonka, I think my eighth grade year. I got into theater when I was kind of young from my aunt, who was like in theater at Parkland a lot. So I went to see her shows pretty often, and then I got a chance to be in a show with her, I think as a little extra, as an angel, I think. So that was pretty cool and pretty fun. Yeah.
You're going to be doing Amanda Gorman's poem, The Miracle of Morning. Had you heard of Amanda before the inauguration?
No, but I know my mom has. So when I saw her on TV, I was like, because I'd never seen her before, and she was like pretty, like beautiful. She was beautiful. And then the way she spoke, I was like, wait a minute, how have I never heard of her? She's like, yeah, she's the US's poet laureate. And I was like, oh, wow. So to hear that, she wasn't that, not that much older than me, and she's just like in her 20s, I was like, wow. So to be able to read one of her poems now is pretty cool to me.
Yeah, that's pretty special. Yeah.
Right.
And so what is the miracle of morning? What's the message? What's the story tell us?
So basically, I think she wrote this at the beginning of the pandemic so that we could be more optimistic, since everything was shutting down and people were getting pretty depressed since everybody was locked down. And so basically throughout the poem, she's talking about the positive things and how we can get through this together. Just growing on and just moving on to the future, and that we can make it through this dark time.
Which is perfect. This sounds like the best thing to have for Together Apart.
Right.
And you're also gonna perform something else as well?
Yes, with my mother and my aunt. It's called Familiar, I think, by Danai Gurira. Am I saying that right? Okay, it's basically the story of a mother and her aunt. And so just that short excerpt talking about the new wedding that's coming up, and just the going back and forth between all of them. And this is just really funny to me. So
was it fun to do something with, have the three of you ever done a performance before?
No, actually, when I did something with my aunt when I was a lot younger, that was probably the first time. But I know when I was in my other plays, they did help me a lot. My mom's never done anything, but she's always been in that type of theater life, supporting me and my aunt. But other than that, no, it's our first time all together.
Did you give your mom notes or anything on how to act?
I didn't know if she's gonna take it like too harsh or whatnot, right. But she's not too bad, but it's just like, you know, not a technical theater person.
Sure.
To, like,
sure.
Right.
Right. She's lucky to have you and your aunt there to help out. That's very nice.
So do you have a, have you prepared to give us a taste of the Miracle of Morning here today?
Sure. Do you want me to read the whole thing or just a small
part? If there's a logical place for you to stop, you can stop, but I'd really just love to hear it.
Okay, cool. Okay. I thought I'd awaken to a world in mourning, heavy clouds crowding a society storming. But there's something different on this golden morning, something magical in the sunlight, wide and warming. I see a dad with a stroller taking a jog. Across the street, a bright-eyed girl chases her dog. A grandma on her porch fingers her rosaries. She grins as her young neighbor brings her groceries. While we might feel small, separate, and all alone, our people have never been more closely tethered. The question isn't if we will weather this unknown, but how we will weather this unknown together. So on this meaningful morn, we mourn and we mend. Like light, we can't be broken, even when we bend. As one, we will defeat both despair and disease. We stand with healthcare heroes and all employees. With families, libraries, schools, waiters, and artists, businesses, restaurants, and hospitals hit hardest. We ignite not in the light, but in the lack thereof. For it is in the loss that we truly learn to love. In this chaos, we will discover clarity. In suffering, we must find solidarity. For it's our grief that gives us our gratitude, shows us how to find hope if we ever lose it. So ensure that this ache wasn't endured in vain. Do not ignore the pain, give it purpose, use it. Read children's books, dance alone to DJ music. Know that this distance will make our hearts grow fonder. From a wave of woes, our world will emerge stronger. We'll observe how the burdens braved by humankind are also the moments that make us humans kind. Let every dawn find us courageous, brought closer. Heeding the light before the fight is over. When this ends, we'll smile sweetly, finally seeing in testing times we became the best of beings.
Wow, that's amazing. Chills, definitely.
Thank you.
Beautiful piece.
Was that suggested to you by somebody or did you find it? How did that happen?
It was given to me or suggested to me by June. So we were originally gonna do, I think, poem she did at the inauguration, but she thought this one was more related to what we're doing in the together part.
Love it.
Wow. Yeah, I guess there's a line early in that when you said something about either mourn or mourning, not in the sense of the dawn of day, but also of actually mourning. And I've never realized kind of the double meaning of mourning and mourning. So I need to think about that. But anyway, I think that's going to make a lot of people think a lot of things. And you read that beautifully. So thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you and your family next week. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
No problem.
So we also have two other guests with us who are waiting patiently.
June, do you want to do the next introduction for us?
Well, sure. We've got Melissa Goldman is here. She was also in Machinal, but she's been in a lot of things at Parkland, and she was going to be in Falsettos at the Station Theater before COVID smacked that down. And she's just done a lot of things. She's a wonderful actress and singer.
She seems to have unlimited time or energy or both. I don't know.
Just passion, right? I
don't know how she does everything.
I think it's unlimited passion.
Right.
Or she has a clone.
Right. So welcome, Melissa.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm Melissa Goldman. I recently graduated Parkland in 2020, the spring of 2020. I currently at U of I for theater studies in arts education. So,
great. So can you tell us what you're doing for Together Apart?
For Together Apart, I am singing I'll Be Here from Ordinary Days by Adam Guan. It's a song about finding love for the first time, or like a long romance, losing love, and once again, finding love again after losing love. So,
Is Ordinary Days a show that you have seen in person?
I've seen bootlegs. It's not like it's a song cycle where basically all the songs kind of flow with each other. There's like semi-plot lines within each of the songs that go together, but I haven't seen it in person, but I've seen it online.
And is there a reason that you chose it?
I think I chose this song because, you know, Together Apart is about finding love and losing love, or like with everything that we've gone through about being together, I feel like this song really encapsulates like love to this woman and her finding her love and like going through that whole of losing love, finding love, and being able to love again, like being able to find the love in your heart to love someone again after losing it.
Do you have like a background track you're gonna use, or are you gonna play yes. something?
Yeah, I have a background track.
Can you are you able to fire that up and
yeah.
perform for us?
Sure thing.
That would be great. Okay, so Melissa Goldman singing "I'll Be Here" from Ordinary Days, as you will hear on Together Apart.
We met of all places in front of Christie's, some freakishly cold winter's day. I had on several unflattering layers of wool. He slipped on the ice with his grocery bags full. So I rescued some Fruit Loops he dropped by the curb. He made some remark how my smile was superb. He thought that was sweet, and I started to go when he said, "Hey, what you doing tomorrow? Because I'll be here on the corner of Bleecker and Mercer tomorrow at 7. If you want to meet up, I'll be waiting right here. And in case there are two fellas waiting for you, my name's John." He waved, and then he was gone. Needless to say, I went back there to meet him, mostly to see if he'd show. And there he was out in the cold with his jacket pulled tight. He took me to dinner and kissed me goodnight. The next week, I went to some terrible play. And the week after that, drank hot chocolate all day. And suddenly, 8 or 9 months had flown by when he said, "Hey, what you doing the rest of your life? Because I'll be here right beside you as long as you want me to be. There's no question. There's nothing I wanted so much in my life. This might sound immature, but I'm totally sure you're the one." That's just a snippet of it. So
I was going to clap, but then last time I clapped on the show.
Parker Evans, my son, edits our audio, and we've been told not to clap. That does not work well.
Well, it's good that I clapped and we are still muted. Right? So that's good. That had kind of like a Kristen Chenoweth, Taylor the Latte Boy vibe.
Right.
To it.
That's what it reminded me of too. But, yeah. Because Dima performed Taylor the Latte Boy one time. So it kind of had that feel for me.
That was beautiful. I mean, and, you know, I never know how things are going to sound coming across Zoom, but I hope this comes across on the radio as well as it did here to us, because that was fantastic.
But you'll have another chance to catch it.
I know. I can't wait.
Right. March 6th and 7th.
And you'll be performing that live, right? That's.
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
That's exciting. Which night are you performing, first night or second?
Second night.
Okay, that's great.
So we also have Brittany Christman with us, but I'm so glad to see you again. I think that was the first thing I had ever seen you perform in, and I was blown away. You were amazing.
Thank you. I'm Brittany Christman. I just recently also graduated from Parkland, and I did a few plays in high school, but I didn't know if I really wanted to do that a lot. And then I was in June's class and she told us about mocks and all. And I tried it out and I loved it.
Great.
And we loved you in it. It was really, you know, there were so many different great actresses, actors who played the same character as you, but your scenes really stood out to me. And I thought that was a really special show. I saw it in both places. And I would have seen it in third and fourth and fifth places if I could have, because that was just such a great show. And I loved being introduced to you that way. So have you ever done a musical before? Because I noticed that you're singing in this, in Together Enough.
Yes, I did Footloose the musical in high school.
Great. And what are you, so you're singing Rise Up by Andra Day. What is that song about? What does it mean to you?
I think it means that no matter how hard times get, we can rise up above the hard things as long as we're together.
That sounds like a perfect piece. Did you choose it or did you help you?
I chose it.
You chose it by yourself. That's great. That's great. And you're going to be performing both nights?
Yes.
Great.
How did you become familiar with this song? Because I'm not familiar with it.
I think I just heard it on the radio a few years ago, and I've sang it for my high school before, and I just really like singing it.
Okay. Are you able to sing it for us here on the air? That's great. Well, Brittany, take it away. This is Rise Up by Andra Day.
Broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round. And you can't find the fighter, but I see it in you, so we're gonna walk it out.
That was so
beautiful. Good.
I have heard that song a million times, but I've never really listened to it, and I've definitely never been moved by it. So that was really spectacular, Brittany.
Thank you.